Welcome back. This is Manuel Frio. You're listening to Voices from the Frontlines. Hey, folks, again, you know, people should be calling right now. As you know, the clemency on Tukey Williams was denied by Governor Schwarzenegger, and people should call his office. It's 916-445-2841. Press 0 because you'll get a chance to talk to somebody before 5 o'clock. Again, the protest today is going to be at 6 p.m. at the Federal Building down at 11,000 Wilshire Boulevard, or at Schwarzenegger's home, which is on Chalon Road off the Menville Canyon Road. For more information on the protest, please call 310-463-7025. And on the show with us right now is going to be Elena Pappas, who is the executive director of the Eviction Defense Network, a social entrepreneurship project dedicated to ensuring access to justice to the 70,000 tenants that face eviction in Los Angeles County each year. And we'll also be joined by an actual member of the struggle in Lincoln Park. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So why don't y'all explain to folks what is the struggle that's happening in Lincoln Place apartment? Where is it at? Who lives there? How many families live there? And what's the main issue of contention right now?
Well, Lincoln Place consists of originally 795 units. For 50 years, Lincoln Place has provided affordable housing in Venice. At the present time, there are 160 families remaining, of which approximately 80 are facing lockout, of which 52 have already been locked out. The owner wants to demolish the whole place and redevelop. However, he's not willing to, AIMCO, it's the company is not willing to abide by its own agreement to protect the tenants during the redevelopment. And the owner is evicting the tenants instead, and the city is not enforcing the conditions of approval of the redevelopment project that would protect the tenants. That's the issue.
We're being joined also by Sheila Bernard, who again is one of the leaders at Lincoln Place Apartments. So why don't you? I know one of the things that made a lot of news was on December 6th, on last Tuesday, where there was an actual eviction of tenants. What happened then?
I'm sorry, that was Sheila. I just spoke. Elena, would you want to talk about the evictions and how that happened?
Sure. Well, we are in eviction court, and unfortunately, the eviction court judges were not really willing to look at the very complicated land use issues presented by the case. We have a situation in which a developer who could only build 625 units there by right secured the permission to build 850 in exchange for promising to leave the tenants in place. Now they want to build 1,008, and they are using the tenants and the eviction cases, they're using the tenants as hostages in order to secure that 1,008. We lost an eviction court. The cases are all up on appeal. Two of the cases are in the Court of Appeals hoping to get stays of execution. And unfortunately, we were not able to get those stays of execution in time to help the first 52 families. The Sheriff's Department came in a little bit like gangbusters and evicted folks, giving them, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes notice to get out. It was a very serious and dramatic and draconian situation.
Okay. Elena or Sheila, is it true that we've heard that the tenants have walked out from a deal that gave them life tenancy? So that seems to be something that's going around.
That's absolutely not true. That is a spin that the developer is giving to the settlement negotiations. We were in negotiations with the owner on November 3rd. We had the points of a deal worked out. It was a deal that had a lot of enforceability problems. In spite of the enforceability problems, the tenants were willing to accept the terms and communicated that to the owner. But the owner, the company, AIMCO, has walked away from the table, and they are spinning it this way, I think, to look a little bit more sympathetic in the eyes of the public.
What would be life tenancy?
Go ahead, Sheila.
Sorry, folks, we're just having a little bit of a disturbance here.
Is anybody on?
Hello.
I'm on.
Okay.
I'm on too.
Well, we just had like a bombardment of you know, on the air. So the question we were asking is, you know,
what is this life tenancy?
Well, the owner's offering that tenants who are presently on the property, if they will move into a particular section of the property, stay for as long as they wish or as long as they live, paying the rent they're paying now with increases that are allowable under the rent stabilization ordinance, which is about 3% per year. This is what they are offering to current tenants.
I should
make clear though, they're not offering it now. They were offering it during the time we were in negotiations. There is presently no offer on the table because AIMCO walked away from the negotiations. We are hoping that AIMCO is going to come back to the negotiating table because the tenants are now and have always been will negotiate a solution with AIMCO. One of the problems is that AIMCO wants a process which is not only expedited, but which bypasses the public input that the law provides for. And AIMCO is trying to get the city to cooperate in a private and non-public process, which would lock the community out of that deal. One thing that made that impossible is that Lincoln Place has been designated as a historic property by California. And with that designation comes more protection for the public against a process that would exclude the public. And when that happened, when the designation as historic became final, AIMCO walked away from the table and figures it has no more use for the tenants and is going to just try to evict everyone and demolish the entire place. So our struggle now is to stop them from doing illegal evictions, illegal demolition, and to get them back to the table to negotiate a fair and legal and open process with the community as they're required to do by law.
You know, I think the question here, obviously, that in many ways Lincoln Park Apartments is a symbolic struggle that we can all see, given that there is a lack of housing in this city, and that, you know, apartment, you know, tenants are just becoming more and more expensive for most low-income folks who live in pretty miserable wages here in L.A. Can we move into sort of some of the political struggles? One of the things that we've been seeing is that at some level, you know, we have the new mayor who's talked a lot about good things around increasing sort of access to, you know, the funding of more low-income housing. How's he on this question? What role has he played, and what role can he play?
It's a difficult one for the mayor. The mayor has an initiative that to raise $1 billion for affordable housing, and this is going to involve higher density, what he likes to call elegant density, block transit corridors, which I think a lot of planners agree is a good idea. One of the problems with that is that there are people already living in older vintage housing in those places, such as Lincoln Place. And when developers come to those places to avail themselves of this housing initiative, there are people that are going to be faced with displacement, not just Lincoln Place, but thousands of people across the city. And what the mayor needs to do, and what we are hoping the mayor will do more of, he is in support of the tenants remaining at Lincoln Place. However, he's having difficulty getting AIMCO back to the table, the same as we all are. But the mayor's initiative would be hampered, be undermined, if a lot of tenants had to be displaced in order to build new housing. There wouldn't be a net gain of affordable units if people have to be evicted to make way for other housing.
Thank you.
So this is
One of the things I also think part of the message that we need to get out to folks is that the mayor has been very supportive, and we want him to continue to send the message to AIMCO that if they break this promise and displace the tenants, and if they don't list the 52 families that have been displaced back in, they will never be able to build in the city of Los Angeles except what they can do by right. And every city council member needs to be sending that message, and every other local city in Los Angeles needs to send that message, and every city in the state needs to send that message. This is a national company, so to the extent that there are tenants anywhere in the country that are hearing this, they need to send that message. They need to get their council members, their city councils to send that message that cities are not going to allow developers to come in, get approvals to do things, promise not to displace the tenants in exchange for those approvals, and then break those promises.
Thank you so much, Elena.